Seder. So, this year, we have a special occurrence. Doesn't happen a lot. Doesn't happen in any other fast, which is a fast that falls on Friday. Asur b'teves shechab b'shabbos. If asur b'teves that falls on Friday, the only fast that can happen, and it doesn't happen every year. Now, the halacha is, it's based on a big discussion in the Rishonim. I gave a long shiur on Sunday to go through all the shiur in the Rishonim. The discussion, can you do, what do you do when you have a Shabbos coming right after a fast? Do you have to finish the fast until the fast? Or it's good enough to finish it a few minutes before. Meaning you have to eat something before you go into Shabbos. It's like more in discussion in Eruv and Daf Malif. Do you need to eat before you go in? We pass, can you misanu mashem? We do the whole fast. And then comes the big discussion, if you do an early Shabbos, when you daven early, do you have to still fast until Tetzer Kachavim or not? Big machlokes in the Rishonim. And Lamaise, the Pesach Halacha, is not so easy to find. It's on the regular, it's not the Hilchus Tainis, it's Hilchus Shabbos. It's a Hilchus Shabbos question. Can you be in Shabbos when Geshu Meune? How can you go into Shabbos when you're fasting? So we pass it in the end. The Mishukhanach says, the Simon Reishman test, Siv Dalit, in Kibbalov, Lisanu Be'er Shabbos, Soich Lisanois at Tzeisa Kachavim. You have to fast until Tzeis. In Loi Shapirish, unless we're Befarish as Tzeis, we're talking about Tzeis Yochid. And that's where the Ramah concludes. He brings Yeshayim to argue. And he says, concludes, Lechem Metainis Yochid, Lo Yashtem. If it's Tzeis Yochid, you're doing your own individual fast. So then, the minute you finish Meir, you can go out and eat. But if you say clearly before you do the tainis, you have to finish the fast, you have to get until the night, until Tzeis Kachavim, you must do you have to get to the end, that's halacha l'maisa, you have to go till Tzeis Kachavim. Mitzad Sheni is brought down, just a side note, that you have to wait till Tzeis, but don't wait after Tzeis. Because then you go back to the same issue. You're not supposed to be fasting on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be suffering on Shabbos. It's a lashon of Rashi. Even one moment of tainis on Shabbos is already a problem because you are suffering on Shabbos. So you need to fast until Tzeis Kachavim. But say this, you have to fast until Tzeis Kachavim, but don't do more than that. Just one more arrow on that point is that there is a concept, there's a sheet in the Rishonim that says that a Asar B'Tevis of Avudram, the Rishonim brings of Avudram, says if a Asar B'Tevis would fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. That's what the Avudram brings. All the Chayim are bothered. Why? The Bishesim itself says on the Avudram, what's Pshat? Why should you fast on Shabbos? That's the only one. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. We push to Sunday. Why should Asur B'Tevis be different? So that's a separate shear. What's going on over there? Chazav Sofer says the idea that Asur B'Tevis is the potential of the bad. What happened to Asur B'Tevis? Nothing really happened. It was just a siege in Yerushalayim. But who knows what will happen? Tisha B'Av, you know exactly what happened. The bad, at the end of the day, Am Yisrael survived. But Asur B'Tevis, you never know, so therefore it could be even worse, so then you fast on Shabbos. So I thought, and then I saw someone show me about it yesterday, the idea. It says, part of the reason why you fast on Asur B'Tevis until Tzeis Kachavim is because if it would fall on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. So Asur B'Tevis has, B'chlal, forget about everything else, if it would be on Shabbos, you fast the whole Shabbos. To fast a few minutes beginning of Shabbos should not be a problem. Maybe to add that to the Svara, to this concept. But let me say, even if you don't have to get to that, the Ramah Paskas Tainit Tzibur, you consider it to be something which has to go till Tzeis Kachavim, and that's the halacha that you have to do when a Asur B'Tevis falls on Friday. What I want to get today is that, l'chora, there's a little problem with that. Why? There's a famous machloikis, Maharshal and Taz, in a few places in Shulchan Aruch. And the shaila is, when a person does Kabbalah Shabbos early, how do you consider that to be? Does that mean that Shabbos started early? Or it means, no, Shabbos starts only in the night. You want to do early Shabbos, very nice. Then you mekabel on yourself the chumras. Some say the lashon of a neder. You neder on yourself, right now I'm not going to do Yisur Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos. Is it Mamash Shabbos? Or Shabbos starts later, I could just start Noyeg the Yisur Shabbos. My Nefkamina. So one big Nefkamina is, can I do Kiddush before the night? Can I eat the meal before the night? If it's not Shabbos yet, I can't really eat the meal. But if it's Shabbos, I could. So this, the Taz brings, it's really the one who speaks about it first, the Maharal, the Rosh Hashem, in the Chus Pesach, when he speaks about the Chus Pesach, so he mentions the idea you have to wait till the night to eat. So the Taz brings, he says, it brings the Maharal, not Shaloi Ocha B'Lil Shabbos Adalai. He didn't eat till the night, every Shabbos, until it's his Kavim. So you come home early, you do early Shabbos in the summer, he didn't eat till the night. Fili Nira, says the Taz, Kivan the Tosefes Michol Al Koydish Uderaiso. You have a Tosefes, you add, I'm adding on Shabbos, Aken Yotza Shafir, Fili Gomer Kodabalai, even if you finish before the night. You're allowed to do it because you're adding to Shabbos. The Shabbos is early, so what's the problem? That's what Taz says. And this is a Machlekes Marashah and Taz, at least three places, maybe more. Once heard Reb Chaim Balter, in Eretz Yisrael, and Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, gave a Netzach Yisrael a shir, there was about 300 people there, and he went through all the places where the Taz and the Mashal argue in this thing. So one other example that we have is regarding the Shmini Atzeres. Comes Shmini Atzeres at night, the person did an early Shmini Atzeres. It's Mekabel Yom Tov early. Does he have to eat in the Sukkot or not? Does he have to do it? The Mashal says, don't eat till the night. Because if you eat before the night, it's still Sukkot. You have to eat in the Sukkot. B'chlal, the fact you now you eat Yom Tov, but what about the Sukkot? You have to eat in the Sukkot with a bracha, it's a drop. Says the Taz, no, he was the Kavanah of Yom Tov. To me, Yom Tov gave in, it's Sukkot is over. So that's another example of Machlokes Taz and Mashal. And there's others. One other example of this is regarding, there's other inyanim regarding Yom Tov, different things of Yom Tov. Okay, that's in general we have machlekes Mashal and Taz regarding this thing. The Mogen Avraham himself brings also the idea: do you have to eat a kazayis in the night? Even if you want to, if you have to be machmir, eat a kazayis in the night. Very similar to the Taz. You have to machmir in the night, and he says no because the Ma'ase Shabbos start early. Mogen Avraham goes to the Taz. The Shabbos start early. So what is the machlekes? What's the story to the machlekes? The Taz learns that when you mekabel Shabbos early, so Shabbos started, the whole Shabbos started. I changed the date. The date used to be till now, let's say in this week. So Friday is Yud B'Tavis, and then Shabbos is Yud Alef Tavis. Yud Alef Tavis started earlier. So that's when everything changes. According to the Mashal, no, the day is still Yud B'Tavis, and you have to wait till the night. How does the Taz fit with this Ramah? It's my favorite Ramah. Ramon says, you mekabel Shabbos early. You come back from shul, you're ready to finish Bayev. Says, you have to wait until the night to finish the fast. What's the shot? I mekabel Shabbos early, so I changed the date. Now Shabbos started. The Taz lo shita, so that should work, that should change the whole thing. Good shayla. Good shayla. According to the Taz, you mekabel Shabbos early, I chayv skilo. I don't know.
Isn't that part of, you just said you're
being the cover
of the
chumus.
So
according to the Baal Shal, it's a dinner b'amo. I don't know if you have skilo. But according to the Taz, it's mamash v'kabel Shabbos. Maybe yes. I'm not sure. It's a good error. Do we treat mamash legabe? It's mamash Shabbos gomer. Even according to the Taz. I saw that the later achrayim when he tried to say that Taz himself didn't really mean it's mamash Shabbos and different nefkiminis. Right? Okay, then I'll be a shayla. So the truth is, it's not a question only over here in a servitavis. There's a question in other cases as well. For example, there's a din that it's not really a question only in the Taz, it's a question of the Rishonim themselves, because the Rishonim tell us that you're allowed to eat the Suda Shabbos before the night. But when it comes Pesach, can you eat matzah before the night? Can I do early Pesach? The din is not, you can't do it before the night. That's what Fesh tells him, Psachim. Tayyiz brings. He says the brings a pasuk. You have to do it. Avasu the Shabbos yomim tovim matzah ochelim b'yoid yom. So the Rishonim really tell us there's a chiluk in Shabbos you have to do it early, but matzah has to be till the night. Why? You did it early. Tzvav. Okay, but I did it early. Where the date started earlier, right? That's one. For example, Sfiras Sa'imer Tmimos. We have a din of Tmimos. So you want to wait till the night, even by Shavuos, you wait till the night. So there you have to do, the Sfiras Sa'imer has to wait until the night. We say, if you did the Eva, you could do it earlier, but you have to wait till the night. Why? What's that? So, Lamai say, the Taz himself answers his question. Tamsil addressed this question. When he speaks against the Mahashal, he brings a question, brings another Ha'orah, but regarding Kriyash, because one of the rights of the Mahashal is, it says the Rav Tzoli, Shashaz Be'er Shabbos, that's the source that you could do an early Shabbos. It says, but Kriyash Rai, he did later at night. So the Mahashal, you see, you have to wait for the night. So that's a ride for Kriyashwa, another ride for Noimer. So Ketaz, Tamasi Agav Rabo Deim Yishoy Noir, Ma Choshem B'Zeh, what was he even having here? The Lord Kerv Zel Zeh. So now he says the following sentence. He says, the Kriyashwa V'Oimer is Zmonon B'Laylo. The Zman is in the night. V'Lama Yagdi Mi B'Oit Yoyim V'Lasoy Shloy Kedinu. Shoshimah Shekibu Shabbos Olof. So Taz says, the time of the night, why should he make it early? Because he did kill all Shabbos Yom. That's not so clear. What does it mean? It says, Shema and Oymer in the night. So why should he do it early? What do you mean why should he do it early? Because I did it earlier. Taz adds another sentence. What would be chosu just to wait for the night? It sounds like that's like a little bit of a chumrah. Really, he did early Shabbos. But it's a little bit of a chumrah. Some of want to say, I saw that Lake Rosh Hashiva on Pesach, he wants to say, based on this sentence, he wants to build a whole ma'alach, that Taz doesn't really mean that you'd be Kabbalah Shabbos early. But other Chayim say Pshat and Taz like this. What the Taz means is that it's a long shesvar on what the Taz says. The Taz and the Chayami agrees that when you are doing early Shabbos, you're switching the date. It's a new date now. The night starts a new day. But you're not switching the day into night. Meaning, when I'm doing Shabbos early, so Shabbos, I can do Shabbos at 6, let's say in the summer. I do 6 o'clock instead of at 7:30. Do I still have the sun up there? Or it's night? The day changed, it became a Shabbos, but it's not night. It's not choshech, it's not darkness. I still have the sun. If you want to be magged in a funny way, it comes out to be that you have, according to the Taz, you could have 2 days and one night and one day. Usually a regular day is a night and a day. You could start early and have a day, a partial of a day, night and then day. But it's still day. So even the Taz is like this. Things they have to do with the date. They have to be on Shabbos. That you could do early. Things they have to do with the fact it has to be night, it has to be choshech. It's not dark yet. So says the Taz, when it comes to the Oymer needs to be in the night. Because you learn it from the Korban Oymer, you have to do it in the night. So the fact that it's Shabbos is not the night yet. Kriyas Shema, there's a din, you have to do B'Shach Shechiva when people go to sleep. You have to do it when it's night. I can't do it in the day, even though it's Shabbos. I'll be 100% Shabbos. But it's not night yet. I changed the date. I didn't change the day. It's still day. It's not night. That's what he says. Emele, that's what also regarding matzah. That's what answers the Teis of Pesachim. Teis of Pesachim tells you, you could do in Shabbos, you could do an early Shabbos, you could eat a meal before the night. But not matzah, because matzah, there's a din to do in the Cheshech. Why? Because you learn v'chel debasa b'layla hazeh. B'layla hazeh needs to be in the night. So the fact that you did early Yom Tev, it's already Yom Tev, but it's not night. And you need to wait for the night. You shut this off, and then leil this off. It's not leil yet. So l'chur, that will be the same thing about Sarva Tevis. Why? Because this is really all based, it's a Gemara in Tainis. The Shulchan Aruch is halacha. Halacha is, called in Tzimut Tavku Samech Beis, called Tainis Shalei Shokol Avchamo, Dainis Shalei Shlimo Yitzes Kechavim. Tainis, they didn't get till the night. The din is Einer Tainis. Now, do we have? We have a concept called Tainis Shoyes. The Ramah goes on to speak about it. But the Ma'ase say it's not considered to be the real Tainis Tzibur for sure. Tainis Tzibur, you don't have Tainis Shoyes. So a Tainis Tzibur needs to be until the night. Why? Together, the definition of a Tainis is it's throughout the day until the end of the day. Until the night comes. The whole day you don't eat until comes the night. Not because the date you don't eat. It's not in the date. It's in the day. The day depends on the date. You do on this date, you have to fast a full day. A full day means until the night. So you may that will be a pshat here as well. So the Ramah, time you have to go to Tzitzik Kachavim. Why? Because it's not time you don't get to Tzitzik Kachavim. Hi, except the Shabbos early. Shabbos started. But even though Shabbos started, it's still day. And here you add the Svarah that we mentioned of Vadi Yosef, because Regi Shvach. So I say, according to this, you are fasting on Shabbos. Because it's Mamash Shabbos. But because it's the day of a servitude, the day that a servitude started, you have to finish, you have to conclude the fast until we get to Tzeis HaKachavim. That may be the explanation. How does the Taz fit with this Ramah? Beis Hashem, we should not need it. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash could be right away, could be tomorrow morning, and then we're not going to have to be fasting. A servitude will become a Yom Tev like all the other fasts. Beis Hashem.
when you have Shabbos,